We are rolling here at the 2017 Filene Big Bright Minds here in a wonderful place called Austin, Texas, where it's doing its best imitation of Chicago in February.
At the beginning of the talk, it was, I'm from Wisconsin, so I know how important nice weather is when you come to a conference like this. And with sincere apology.
This is unlike Austin, so usually this doesn't happen like until January, February, something like that,
We like that it happens never.
Yeah, exactly. I think anybody likes that, never. But anyway, we are here with Steve Wanta from Just, and you just gave a presentation in there, and with much applause, I heard it in there. So, but before we get into Just, give us a quick backgrounder. You just kind of gave me a quick summary on your background. It's very, very interesting. So give us a quick backgrounder before you got to Just and how you got there and how you started it.
Yeah, what I talked about inside was really how important it is to design your social impact strategy around the values of your company. And you know, if you do that, do it in a thoughtful way, the chance to affect all of your stakeholders. So I was a 25-year-old kid that quit a promising job to join the Peace Corps because I was disenfranchised. I was, all the things that disgruntled 25-year-old does. But through that, I learned, and I was right place, right time when I finished 2 years of the Peace Corps in Guatemala to join Whole Foods Markets Foundation, Whole Planet. It just started in 2006, and through 10 years of service with the foundation, supporting micro-entrepreneurs around the world through microfinance, I left to create Just 2 years ago. Now we've reimagined global microfinance for the United States, investing in low-income female entrepreneurs with capital, coaching, and community. But as I mentioned to you, our real product is trust.
Okay. And what is that?
Well, it actually has to be very thoughtful, and it has to be very consistent. It has to have its own properties, because especially in low-income communities that have really been burned by a lot of institutions, banks in particular, you have to look at that as a resource and care for it and nurture it so that it can grow. So we do it really systematically. We have a process. We focus on leadership development, and those leaders are given not only access to small loans, they're also given access to invite their friends, their trusted peers into small support groups. So imagine Weight Watchers or CrossFit for entrepreneurs. We do that, and we introduce capital, we introduce some education components. So small loans as small as $750. And watch people grow their business, save more money, create more resilience in low-income communities. And through that, the outcome we hope to see is more savings for our communities.
I mean, it sounds like your message is aligned with the credit union message. Very getting into the community, helping the underserved, underbanked, whatever you want to call them, and helping entrepreneurialism at a lower level, and then one day they'll become like a Facebook, who we talked about, or Instagram, that type of thing.
And I think there's this really sexy idea of entrepreneurship, but then there's this really practical getting up in the morning and selling something. And so there's
very satisfying.
Yeah, and there's something that can be also misguided in its ability to solve all problems. Those people that believe enough in themselves to invest in their own craft, and it might be buying and selling stuff, those are special people. So we're really fortunate to be able to have a model and a program that can serve, we believe, hundreds of thousands. And we've started here in Central Texas. We just lent $100,000 yesterday to 63 women.
Wow, good for you. Wow, so they're all starting their own companies and that type of, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
So we have, we just now really launched January 2017, and we've have 243 clients, 99.23% repayment rate, and we're planning to become financially sustainable as a nonprofit lender. Much like what we think credit unions, their point to serve their members.
So, are you complementary to credit unions? I mean, do you work with credit unions at all, or you guys are just kind of complementary to them, or how does that? Is there a relationship there at all, or?
We've wanted to work with credit unions. So I'd talked to Filene before, and I actually, while I was at Whole Foods, I did due diligence of Alterna Savings in Toronto, credit union in Canada. And we gave them $300,000 to invest in more microfinance institutions, to invest in more micro entrepreneurs. So we see a total awesome synergistic opportunity for us to serve thousands of people that otherwise would fall outside of the underwriting purview of a credit union. Yeah, we can protect the capital.
Okay.
So banks have this responsibility by the government, the CRA requirements, the Community Revitalization Act. Credit unions don't have that, and they have a desire. We would like to be a vehicle to fulfill that desire.
Okay.
I think so. There's a real strategic opportunity.
Okay, so you're almost like filling a gap.
Absolutely.
That you know, that financial institutions can't serve, basically.
Totally.
So, okay.
Got it.
Light bulb goes on. Very cool stuff. So let's talk about your presentation in there. What was kind of the theme of it? Obviously, introducing Just and what you guys do.
Oh,
it wasn't. Oh, okay. I should have been in there, darn it.
The best way to sell is not sell at all.
Right. Educate.
Yeah, and for us, for me, I do believe that credit unions already are doing something really great, and it's an opportunity to do more. So Whole Foods, the foundation I work for, Whole Planet Foundation, because of the way it was approached, because it was such an authentic mission, it became the number one most frequently cited reason why team members of Whole Foods love the company. And it seemed counterintuitive to serve low-income entrepreneurs, the poorest around the world, from Whole Foods Market, a grocery store that sells delicious organic food. So I talked specifically how you can actually systematically use your social impact as a business strategy. So you have to know your values. You have to do your research. You have to also treat it like a business. So you need to manage your social impact with the finite resources and measure that. And the fourth thing is you have an opportunity to create value for all of your stakeholders.
Yeah.
So oftentimes we give charity and don't necessarily know how it ties back to the excitement of our team members or our community or even our shareholders or even, in the case of credit unions, our members. So if we can create more value, then we get to do more of it. I think that's the exciting thing.
How do you market yourself? How do you get out there and let people know who you are and what you're doing?
Right now?
Yeah. Very curious.
Here.
Something like this? Okay.
We haven't at all. So we've been fortunate to have a great community here in Austin that's provided the seed capital.
Mm-hmm.
So the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation just made a commitment for us to grow our lending locally. We're now, 2018 is going to be our coming out party. We're excited because the model, from an individual impact perspective, is working. We're seeing people save more money, gain more confidence, and the business model itself has this potential to be really resilient, can serve hundreds of thousands of people, we believe, and if that's true, we will need the support and capital to invite more entrepreneurs into the fold. Our product, how it works, is through really word of mouth. So people have been affected by our program, and then they invite people. So
word of mouth.
Yeah. So it's cool.
How can we help? How can credit unions help? Can they help out at all?
We're locally, like credit unions, we believe we're trying to solve a human problem, which takes a human solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a locally relevant program. We unfortunately aren't an app that you can flip a switch and then everybody, we're not Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
We will want to grow organically, and I think credit unions offer a really unique opportunity to grow with them. So when we look to move in 2018, we aspire to open in one new Texas market. So credit unions in those markets have an opportunity to collaborate with us on a number of different fronts. We're a small team, so
you'll grow.
We'll accept inquiries through your website.
Okay, very cool.
You can forward them on to me with all your emails.
Oh, right on. Okay, we can do that. Gosh, anything else you wanted to spread the word about? I mean, this sounds like a really good. I mean, it sounds very for. I mean, because of compliance and regulation, all that type of stuff. There are some loans that can't be done,
totally.
And it sounds like you are filling that gap. So credit unions. It sounds like it would be a really kind of a cool referral business, I would think. I mean, I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
And I mean, I think that's all the devil's in the details. We are now identifying ways and networks of trust that already exist. So, for example, in Austin, we're working with an affordable housing nonprofit that has a ton of residents. They know which residents are committed, trustworthy, and we'll be happy to invite them into our leadership program, mm-hmm. because we believe strongly in the way we help entrepreneurs grow, and how important capital is. Mm-hmm. So those two things together, 99.9% of the time, it's going to work out all right.
And entrepreneurialism, that's the seed for a business or a small business, and small business is the engine that runs our country, basically. So I think you're doing a good thing. I think you're on the right track.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah, I think your time will be good for you.
Thanks, well, I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. Thank you so much. Well.